Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's time for Today in History, because how do we know where we're going unless we remember where we've been? And with all the panic, I get it, the ups and downs with the market makes people uneasy. But just know, it's a historic fact. The market has always recovered. It always has done better. So let that be a little refreshing breath for the pause that we're dealing with now, this hysteria that doesn't need to be. People are panicking where they don't need to be. On this day, April 8th, several significant events occurred through the U.S. 1864, the U.S. Senate passed the 13th Amendment to the Constitution, aiming to abolish slavery. This amendment was later ratified by the states on December 6th of 1865. 1913, the 17th Amendment was ratified, establishing the direct election of U.S. senators by popular vote rather than being chosen by state legislatures. Could you imagine if that was still in effect? Woof. 1952, President Harry S. Truman seized control of the nation's steel mills to prevent a strike during the Korean War, citing national security concerns. However, the Supreme Court later ruled this action unconstitutional. 1964, NASA launched Gemini 1, the first unmanned test flight of the Gemini spacecraft, making a significant step in the U.S. space program. In 1974, Hank Aaron of the Atlanta Braves hit his 715th career home run, surpassing Babe Ruth's longstanding record. In 1994, rock musician Kurt Cobain was found deceased in his Seattle home. These are the events of diverse historical milestones that have taken place on April 8th in the United States. Let me go to the phone now, because we have our friend Sam, who's going to tell us about some issues that are going around in the upper Lackawanna, lower Susquehanna County. Sam, thanks for joining the Rob O'Donnell Show.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
So, Sam, if you want to bring the listeners up to speed of what's going up by us, because I live up there as well, I'm your neighbor up there, tell us what's going on.
So up here in Clifford Township, what we have is a proposed solar farm that is going in, where they're attempting to put in roughly 150 acres solar panels. So this is not panels on somebody's roof. This is an industrial scale solar farm that is proposed on the slopes of Elk Mountain, directly above the small town of Clifford, which has been flooded twice already in the last 6 months as a result of runoff off the mountain. And now, of course, we're going to strip the woodland, strip the natural vegetation, and install 150 acres of solar panels, which are obviously impervious to rain and will just produce more flooding down the bottom.
That was my next question. These aren't just like open farm fields they're converting. They're going to actually strip land and take trees down for this.
Yeah, 100%. They're going to take down the natural vegetation there. Also, some of this is open pasture, which was up until relatively recently a farm where they raised buffalo, American bison. So we're going to get rid of all of that. And look, I mean, you're talking about the Saudi Arabia of natural gas, right? You're standing on top of massive fields. I mean, this is the Marcellus Shale. This is, I think, the second biggest gas-producing area in the country. And now we're going to install solar panels here on the slopes of Elk Mountain, which is, you know, everybody in the area knows how many days of sunshine we get during the winter, and the snowfall and everything else doesn't begin to be economically viable or competitive, but we're going to do it anyway and destroy the environment in the process.
No doubt. Now, I'm in Greenfield Township, which borders Clifford, just on the right. Lackawanna-Susquehanna border. I know the area well, and you are correct. You know, back during, you know, 15 years ago when we had our Marcellus Shale boom, you know, there was a gas lease on my property. I know it all went through that area, Susquehanna County, and out to, towards more west of us. But you are right. You know, there's an abundance of that there, and here's this. Now, we've seen them try and do this in Scott Township in Lackawanna County. We've seen it down here, a couple of solar farms that were eventually denied. So what's the status of what's going up there with this solar farm?
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Right. So this is going on all across the Commonwealth, right? It's going on. This particular company, Susquehanna Solar, is pursuing projects not just in Northeast Pennsylvania, but literally all across the state. And some of them are not being permitted. Right now, this evening, we are having yet another township supervisors meeting, at which I expect a giant crowd of local residents who are overwhelmingly opposed to this thing to get the supervisors to say, look, knock it off. I mean, in addition to the environmental considerations that I touched on, the only reason this is happening with these solar farms is because of the so-called Inflation Reduction Act that was passed under the Biden administration, which Trump famously refers to as the Green New Scam. Now, wherever you are on Trump and wherever you are on that, it is indisputable that it is the financial incentives in that bill, which amounts to you and I subsidizing solar, that makes this possible. And so you get a 30% tax credit for every dime you put into building it. You get to write off all your depreciation in only 5 years. I mean, so what they have done is make it economically viable, even though the energy is nowhere close to competitive. And you know, the environmental issues are not just runoff. I mean, the solar panels themselves contain all kinds of horrible things. When they're finally done being used, whatever, you know, however many years down the road it is it theoretically possible to recycle them? It is. It costs roughly 10 times as much to recycle a solar panel as it does to just dump it in a landfill. So, I mean, anybody with any common sense can tell you what businesses do with these things. Nobody pays 10 times more to recycle it. They dump it in a landfill. So forget the theoretical aspect. In reality, they are never recycled. So you're just in the name of saving the environment, you are creating massive quantities of toxic waste.
And we've seen around the nation these types of plans, I mean, from Solyndra from years, decades ago to now, where they'll put this money in, they'll be subsidized by you or I, the taxpayer, and in 5 to 10 years, they'll walk away from the project because it's no longer economically viable. And we're left cleaning up the mess. We're left with the unsightly, deteriorating thing that's not even producing anymore.
Yeah, and look there, precisely. And in a place like Pennsylvania you have a long history in Pennsylvania of industrial development, mining, and everything else, and of communities. I mean, it produced a lot of prosperity, but also left a lot of communities, when it was all done, having to clean up that waste, and the company's not around anymore. I mean, there are almost endless series of issues here. I'm talking about if the solar panel actually works right. When you're done, you're trying to recycle it, you've got to deal with all this toxic stuff. If the solar panel malfunctions, if the solar panel breaks, I don't know, let's say we get a hailstorm on Elk Mountain, which is not particularly uncommon, and all of a sudden you got broken glass, now you have all that stuff leaching out into the groundwater long before you have to retire the panels. As I started off by saying, look, Clifford has literally been underwater twice in the last 6 months. I'm talking water, basements filled with water, businesses ruined, roads washed out. I mean, you know, on the slopes of the mountain where you get runoff to the point where it's torn out the blacktop, and roads actually around here were closed for some period of time in many places after these rains. Now you're going to make it worse. I mean, I'm laughing not because it's...
No, funny, no, I hear you, because it's been that bad to where you have to...
do it.
Yeah. So the meeting tonight, where is that taking place? What time is that taking place?
So it's in downtown Clifford. It is at the Township Hall down there. And the Planning Commission is meeting before the Township Supervisors at 6 p.m. They will be considering this issue. That meeting is open to the public. The Township Supervisors will then be convening in the same location, 7 p.m., to consider this. We had a meeting to organize last week, and we had a huge crowd there. I anticipate a very large number of folks. And I would say, you know, come on, everybody should be out there talking to the supervisors in an adult fashion, in a civilized fashion, but expressing themselves, telling them, look, this is a terrible idea, man.
Yeah.
Take it elsewhere.
Yeah, and I would imagine there needs to be zoning changes and such because of the, changing the land features.
Yes.
Yeah. So again, 6 o'clock tonight, you have the Planning Commission, then the supervisors meeting. Again, be cordial, be professional, speak to your supervisors, let them know, even if it's someplace, you know, that you go through on your way to Elk Mountain. If you don't live in Clifford Township, you may not be a voting member, but you could still let them know that's not something you want to see on our countryside.
100%. Look, this is the name of the game. It's the way the system's supposed to work. You're not supposed to sit around passively and wait for people to make decisions. Get involved in the process.
Indeed. Sam, well, I appreciate you calling, and keep us in touch. Keep in touch with us. Let us know how this is working out. I know I've been involved with some text messages between you, your team there, and keep us updated on it, because I know this is something that a lot of people in Northeast Pennsylvania are concerned about.
Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Sam. Again, it's Clifford Township tonight in just over the Lackawanna border in Susquehanna County. It's the township right next to mine. So stay in touch with it. It's 4:56 here at WILK. We'll be back.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.